Today is Thursday, the 4th of January, 2018, and my name is Adam, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Geeky Gay Podcast. This is the personal journal of a gay geek, and I'm that geek. And so I'm glad that you've joined me. Those of you, again, who've stuck around, Happy New Year once again. And today I wanted to give you guys, I don't know, I wanted to have kind of a complainer episode. And so, you know, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Christmas and New Year's and kind of bring you up to speed on that. Actually, we missed Thanksgiving together. We missed Christmas together. And we miss New Year's together. So actually, I'm going to give just a little bit of a brief update on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, what, you know, kind of what happened in my life during those events. But I will say that it's going to be very brief for each one of those. So I'm not going to give you like the whole rundown. First of all, for Thanksgiving was really good this year. First of all, my aunt had it. Because, you know, my grandmother passed away, thank you guys who all, you know, gave me your condolences and everything. I really appreciate that. But because my grandmother passed away and, you know, we don't really have a central location to meet as much anymore, they decided to start rotating the Christmas and Thanksgivings between the various uncles and aunts. And so my aunt, Pam, who's probably my, I hate to rank them, but she's, I'll just say this. I have a lot of fun when I hang out with my Aunt Pam and her husband, Uncle Mike, and their children. I like to go over there and play games, and she's a really good cook, and I don't know. It's just fun. She's fun to hang out with. And anyway, she was having it in her home in Mountain View, Arkansas, which is around 3 hours east of where I live. It's in the northern part of the state. It's still in the mountains and in the Ozark Mountains, and hence the name Mountain View, Arkansas. It's a really beautiful area, and she has a really nice house that they built, maybe, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago. And so we were going there. Well, this is the first year all of my family has been saying, you've got to start bringing Mark with you to family events. You can't keep hiding him, you know. And I was doing that for multiple reasons. I wasn't really hiding him, but I was trying to let him meet one or two relatives at a time and not take him and, like, have this big group setting where everyone's meeting him all at once, because I didn't want to overwhelm him. And also, it's a little bit overwhelming for me, you know, because a lot of my family members are very conservative, and none of them are hateful. So, like, none of them would say anything. They wouldn't make any hateful statements to me or to him or anything like that. But I know they're judging in the back of their minds, right? And so, you know, so it was that, because I was a little bit, I was like, if I just meet them one, I kind of introduce them one at a time, or, you know, an aunt and uncle at a time, then I can, both of us can kind of ease into this, right? And so that was one of my thoughts. And then, you know, the other thing was, it's just, it hasn't always been convenient to get him to anything. And then if it's an event where I'm going to spend the night, that is a whole other can of worms, because it's like, are they going to feel comfortable with us sleeping in the same bed? Do I need to say, do you have two bedrooms? You know, what do I need to do? And some of you I know would say, no, Adam, you just got to, they just need to understand. You're a couple, you're sleeping in the same bed, you know, tough if they don't get over it or whatever. But I want to ease in. I want to work my way into this, you know, gradually. But we decided this was going to be the first family event that Mark went to with me. And he did go to the funeral, my grandma's funeral. And so, but this was the first, you know, big, everybody was so overwhelmed and grieving and everything for my grandmother that, you know, it's not a joyous, you know, where you're having lots of conversations and stuff like that. You're kind of, it's quieter. You're kind of, you know, you're attending a funeral, maybe having a meal, whatever. And it was a short amount of time as well. We were only there for maybe a couple of hours, whereas, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas or something like that or longer events. So I decided, my aunt texted all of us and said, okay, we're doing the meat, but we're asking people to bring sides. And I like to cook. And I used to, for Christmas and Thanksgiving, when I was growing up, when I was in my teens, I loved to cook homemade bread. And so I decided to do my homemade rolls. And I, you know, I also decided that I was going to try chocolate pie for the first time. I've never made it, but it's a chocolate meringue pie. So it's a chocolate cream filling with a meringue on top of it. And that's what my grandmother always used to make. And I thought, you know, if I don't make one, maybe no one will bring that. And so I did that. I did a Filipino egg pie because that was one I had some experience with. I made, I don't know, probably 3 or 4 dozen homemade rolls, and they were beautiful. I posted a picture of them on Facebook. The only thing that I wasn't super happy about with the stuff that I cooked was the meringue on the chocolate pie was not fluffy enough, and I got it just a little too dark. So next time, I'm going to either, I don't know, the recipe that I used for the meringue, maybe I'm going to add a couple more egg whites, and I don't know. I'm going to play around with that. But for my first time, it actually turned out really well, and a lot of people said that it tasted a lot like my grandmother's. So that's something I'll probably be doing for events. Everyone was super nice to Mark. We had a very good time. He hung out. We chatted with all the relatives. It went really well. So, whew, you know, sigh of relief. That went really well. And everyone was really happy with me that I brought him. And they all seemed to love him. So that's really good. Christmas, you know, I'll just say about Christmas, I hate shopping for presents. I hate it. And I try to do everything online, but even online, I don't know what to get for people. And it's just, you know, it's a struggle because I don't want to get some present that someone's just going to throw in a closet and never use. And so I'm like obsessing over, you know, what to get, how much should I spend on each person, ugh, all that kind of stuff. I will say this, straight people, guys who have wives, a lot of times the wives are the ones who are really good about getting presents. You know, that's the one area where and it sounds really like misogynist, and I'm not saying this is the place, but for some reason, a lot of women are better at that whole gift buying thing, you know, and I wish that, you know, one of us in the relationship, Mark or I, one of us was really good at it and enjoyed it. He does love wrapping presents, so he does wrap a lot of the presents that I buy, but neither one of us like buying presents, and so, or the process of trying to figure out what people are going to like. So, ugh, that was a nightmare. But Christmas itself was, first of all, I got sick right before. And so, like 2 weeks before Christmas, I was dealing with a cold and flu symptoms. I didn't go to the doctor, so I don't know if it was the actual flu. But, I was coughing, I was headache, I was achy, like I was all this stuff. Finally, it got better. Luckily, it got better before we went down for Christmas. And we have Christmas at my brother's house now. My brother is the last holdout of my immediate family of moving out of the town that I grew up in. And, well, him and his family. So his sons, they're, one of them has a wife, one of them has a girlfriend, et cetera, et cetera. And he lives in this house that I hate. It's dark. It's got like this dark wood paneling all over the walls. It feels like you're in a cave. He doesn't have internet. He lives out in the country. It's just, ugh. And my hometown was nice when I was growing up, or at least I remember it being nice. But it has really just dwindled. Like, a lot of the businesses have gone out of business. A lot of the people have moved away. You know, a lot of the people who still live there are like meth addicts because there's nothing to do there. So everyone is bored and they're just like doing meth all the time. It's really like a depressing place to go for Christmas. Like, it's not somewhere that I really want to go back to for Christmas. And my brother is dating someone now. He's divorced and he's dating someone who's really nice. And she was actually a classmate of mine. And, she's divorced and has a couple of children, and, you know, my brother has a small daughter, and they've been getting along really well, and I think eventually they'll get married, but, you know, he has been basically living, not living with, but staying a lot at her house, and she lives in town, not in the country, and she has a nicer house and everything. My brother, since he's been divorced for a couple of years, his house has just gone to shit because, you know, the only time it gets cleaned or anything like that is when my mom goes down to visit. And so anyway, I don't want to, I think I've said this in a previous episode, but I really want my mom to put her foot down and say, we're having Christmas at grandma's house. You know, I will help her cook. I will help her plan everything, but let's have it up here where I live. This is the only part of Arkansas that is really that you can stand to live in or to be in for very long. Cause we actually have, you know, civilized, you know, more of a city-like feel. It's beautiful, but we also have all of the comforts of a city, you know, that you would expect. We all have internet, for Pete's sake. My mom's house is nice and always impeccably clean and all that. And so I would just rather have it here, but you know, whatever. Of course, my brother made the comment that next year he didn't want to have it at his house. He wanted us all to like go to Hawaii or something. So I hope, or maybe not Hawaii, like Destin to Florida, maybe. And I'm all for that. Let's go to Florida. But Mark, again, Thanksgiving went so well. We decided that Mark was going to go with me for Christmas. And so, but they decided they were going to have a brunch on Christmas Eve. And Mom thought she could get all the grandkids there at one time, you know, serve a brunch, you know, do all our exchanging of gifts and everything. And so that would be better. And then we would have that, you know, done. And the tradition has been on Christmas Eve. The one thing that I've really liked, and even when my grandmother was living in Warren, we all would meet at her house. And I liked that because she had a nice house. It was clean. It was in town, et cetera. It wasn't out in the middle of the country. You know, and that was cool. And that was around the time I lived there. So a lot of that time I had my house as well. But, the tradition started that on Christmas Eve, a lot of the family, all my aunts and uncles that lived in the area, my cousins, we would all go to the mass, at the Methodist church, but on Christmas Eve. And originally I think we went to the late one. So like the midnight mass that I think it ended on midnight. And it's like a candlelight service, you know, and you sing Christmas carols, you have a couple of readings, the minister gets up and, you know, preaches for 5 minutes, and then you sing Silent Night, you light your candles, and you go out the, you know, we would proceed out the door singing Silent Night, and it was nice, you know, a really cool tradition. And so what I said, I didn't want Mark and I to have to worry about where we were sleeping. So I told Mom, I said, Mark and I will, since we're having brunch on Christmas Eve, we're going to stay in a hotel in Little Rock on Saturday night, and then we'll get up early Sunday morning and we'll drive the rest of the way. We'll help you cook brunch, and then we'll eat, we'll exchange presents. And I said, you know, we'll just hang out and, you know, visit with Michael and, you know, the family all afternoon, and then we'll go to the Methodist church, that service, and then he and I will leave and come home from there. And I was afraid my mom was going to be so upset because we weren't spending Christmas Day with her. But I told her, I said, unless you cry, you know, a whole lot, Mom, I think Mark and I are just going to come back and spend Christmas here, and we're just going to do the Christmas Eve thing, you know, with all the family. And she was like, no, I figured you would do that. That's perfectly fine. So we went there. This is how bad my brother's house has gotten. He lives out in the country, and there was apparently a lot of hay baling that has gone on recently. And when the hay baling comes on or happens, or you cut trees or anything like that, all the field mice get stirred up and they start going into the nearby houses. Also, when it gets cold, they start going into the houses. And so literally we're trying to cook and somebody sees a mouse running across the hallway. Ugh, I hate mice. Then my nephew's wife, she says, "Oh, Adam, don't pull out the warming drawer underneath the oven." She's like, "Because there's something dead in there." And when my mom heard that, she immediately came in there. It was a dead mouse. It was like a skeleton at this point. She pulled it out. She got all the cleaners. She cleaned it and everything like that. And so, you know, my mom really tries to, but this is how bad my brother's house has gotten. So his oven doesn't even work because he's planning on selling that house. I think he and his girlfriend are eventually going to move up here to Northwest Arkansas. And so, you know, he's not even living at that house much. Ugh. But it went, you know, it went well. I cooked scrambled eggs. Everyone loved them. I cooked these cinnamon rolls. They had to take the biscuits and the rolls to somebody else's house to use their oven. You know, we had sausage and bacon and everything, and it was good. And then, we all exchanged presents, and everybody was really nice to Mark, and it was a lot of fun. We, you know, we hung out and just kind of, you know, chatted with everyone for the afternoon. And then we went to the Methodist church, and then it was a really nice service. And I got to see some of my cousins and stuff like that, that I wasn't going to get to see. And then we left and we came back home, and then we had a really relaxing Christmas where we went to a movie. We exchanged presents with each other. We had breakfast. You know, we just, I had bought food to last all day, because we've been doing a lot of fast food eating, but you know, nothing's open on Christmas Day. So I made breakfast. He went to mass at his Catholic church, and I made breakfast while he was doing that. And then we ate and exchanged presents. And in the afternoon, we went to a movie, and then we came back and I cooked spaghetti for dinner, and it was just a really relaxing, nice day. And so that was cool. And then New Year's, we went to one of his Filipino parties, and actually it was a huge house, and the living room was like really big. And we decided to make, bacon wrapped stuffed dates, because everyone brings a dish, you know, when you go to these parties. And I had never made them before, but we made the dates. You know, the only thing is the recipe that I found had ricotta cheese and almonds in it. And the ricotta cheese seemed to kind of just melt away and had no flavor. And the almonds, it just seems kind of weird biting into a date and then getting something crunchy in the middle. So the next time I do it, I think one of the recipes called for cream cheese instead of ricotta. And I think that'll hold up better. And so I think I'm going to use cream cheese. But you just take dates, and I found ones that had already been pitted. And then you stuff them with the cheese, and some recipes call for almond, and then you wrap them in bacon and you cook them. And really, how can you go wrong with anything with bacon? And they went really, people seemed to like them. They went pretty well. There weren't very many left when we went to leave for the night. So there was a DJ, we all danced, and the guys did shots, and you know, and I didn't get drunk, but the guy who owned the house kept walking around with these jello shots, and he was like, okay, which one of you are driving? The one that's driving can't have any more shots. Well, Mark doesn't really like to drink. So we were like, okay, well, Mark's driving. So this guy was trying to get rid of his jello shots. So he kept bringing me shot after shot after shot. And I didn't get drunk, but the next day I had a hangover, even though I wasn't drunk. So I had a headache. My stomach was upset all day. I was like, man, I could have at least gotten a little bit of a buzz if I'm going to have a hangover. But it was a fun party. We had a good time. We had bought these LED ties that were really cool, and they're sound activated. So they would light up with the beat of whatever music that was playing. And because there was a DJ and there was music playing all night, both of our ties were lighting up all night. That was kind of cool. So that was all three of our holidays. I hope you guys had really good holidays. Really happy Thanksgiving, you know, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a great, it's been super cold here, and, you know, it got down. Now, I know I have listeners all over the place, so I know some of you are in places that are probably colder, but it doesn't usually get this cold here, and it got down to -1, and it felt like -8 or -10, I don't know. And it didn't snow, but it's just been super cold outside. It's not going to get above freezing at all this week until, I think, the weekend. And so it's been super cold. So the two things, this was going to be a complainer episode, but it really took me most of the episode to talk about the holidays. Even though those were brief summaries, it took up most of my time. But I will go ahead and talk briefly about what I was going to talk about. So I've been using the service called MoviePass, and I love it. And I'm sure all of you by now have heard of this. You get a card. It's like a debit card that's a MoviePass debit card. And for some theaters, you can go onto their app and you can like you pay $10 a month. And for that, you can go to a movie every single day of the month. So, and you can't go to 3D. It has to be like a 2D movie. But other than that, and because it's like a debit card, you can use it at any theater. It doesn't matter if they accept it or not. You go into the app when you're at the theater. You register for the particular movie and showtime that you're doing. And then it activates the card. You buy the ticket using their card. And you can keep doing that every day for the month. And if you go to two or three movies a month, it's really worth it. Because let's say a movie is $8 to $10 per ticket. Once you watch two movies, you've saved, you know, $8 to $10. Well, I love it, but there's a problem. Their customer service sucks. You can't get a hold of them. And their freaking app, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. You know, but when it works, it's great. I mean, it's the value for the money is awesome. And I, you know, when it worked, it was great. Well, I believe over Thanksgiving, when we were on that trip, I lost my MoviePass card. They don't have a phone number. They have a phone number, but you just get a voicemail that says, please contact us in the app or email us or open a ticket on our website or Twitter or something like that. They don't even bother to send you to a live person. You cannot get a live person on their call. I spent from maybe even I lost it before then. I think I lost it in October. Must have been October because I spent at least 2 months trying to contact these people. I tried Twitter. I opened a ticket. As far as I know, the ticket is still open. No one has commented on the ticket. This ticket's been open for like 3 months now. Because I needed a replacement card. None of the theaters around here can I do the electronic ticketing, so I can't use the MoviePass app and buy a ticket. I have to use the card. Well, because the card is lost, I can't use the service. So I've been paying for this service for like, I used it in August and September and it worked fine. When I lost it, I kept paying. So October, November, December, now January, I paid for this service and I haven't been able to use it because the card was lost. And so I couldn't use it. So I tried again. I would say 50, 60 times in various avenues, tweeting, having people retweet, you know, that it's to their customer service Twitter. I tried, you know, everything. And I want to use this service because it really is a really good deal. Even though the customer service in the app sucks, if it works, you just can't beat the deal. I mean, it's super good as far as cost. And Mark has a card now and his still works. So, I mean, you know, but I got a hold of them twice. The first time I got a hold of them, they said, we're sending you a new card. And this was like 2 months into trying to get a hold of them. I finally got someone to respond and they said, we're sending you a new card. The card never came. I started trying again in the app again, because that's where I was able to get a hold of them. Never got a response, never got a response, never got a response. I tried on Twitter, never got a response, never. Finally got a response on Twitter, and they said, please direct message us so we can research this further, and we will contact you. I direct messaged them. They never responded to the direct message. So again, at least 3 months now, since October, I've been paying for this and have not been able to get, even though they told me they were sending me a new card, it never came. So I finally canceled my service, but I'm so pissed because Mark still has his. We wanted to go see more movies. I mean, we can afford to go to the movies, but I want this deal. I want to pay $10 a month and be able to see as many movies as I want, or up to 30 movies. So now I'm going to try to sign up again, but use like a different email address, a different credit card. And I hope that they'll think I'm a different person and send me a new card. I don't know. But I mean, it has been a nightmare. Ugh. So the second thing I wanted to complain about, and you guys can let me know if you've used MoviePass, if you've liked it, if you've had any problems with their customer service. I just wish they had a phone number that you could talk to a human. I think that would solve everything. But they don't. And maybe they can't afford to because they're losing money on this. It's such a good deal that they're losing money. But, the other thing is Mixer. So I'm recording on a handheld mixer right now. And I always use that for my car casts, But the main reason is because my old mixer that I've had for, I don't know, I've had it for probably 8 years now, is starting to have some issues, and the sliders are getting staticky, and, you know, there are just weird things happening, and I'm not liking, you know, recording on that. So I had bought a new one that seemed really promising. It's digital. I've always had a problem recording to computers because you get electronic noise, and I've always recorded to a computer, either a laptop or a desktop, but there's always been issues that I haven't been completely happy with. And so this new mixer that I found is by the same company that makes the handheld mixer that I'm using, but it's got so many options. It's digital, and you can, you know, you can, I don't know, create different scenes, and you can, you know, you can say, okay, for this podcast, these are the channels I want to use, and these are the volumes that I want them to be. And you can create different mixes for headphones, and you could use that for mix minus if you wanted, for those of you who know about mix minus and podcasting. And, but the cool thing is you can record to an SD card that's directly in the mixer, or you hook it into the mixer, and you don't have to record to a computer, but you can also record to a computer. You can do both. And the other cool thing is that when you record, it records each channel as a separate file, as a separate track. So if I do, when I do a show with a co-host again, or, you know, other things, each track will be recorded in a separate file, and I can edit those separately, which is really cool. But I got this thing in late September, and I at that time I wasn't recording Dubious Intent, and I was doing mainly the car cast for Geeky Gay, and I set it up and kind of tested some things out, but I hadn't really recorded on it. Well, then I went one day in late September, early October to try to record, and it started, I would turn it on and it would say goodbye immediately on the screen, and it would, everything would freeze up. None of the buttons would work. And so I tried everything I could, but it just wasn't working. So I will say this, the customer service has been really responsive from the Zoom company. So much better than MoviePass. But, so the last thing, cause we were talking back and forth, and I was kind of leisurely doing it because I wasn't actively recording all the time. And he said, you know, let's try a couple of troubleshooting things. And we were doing it via email. So he'd email me, I'd try it, you know, a day or two later, then I'd email him back. And it was, you know, it was relaxed. I wasn't in any hurry. And so I'm not, you know, blaming them. They've been really good. But he finally said, you know, it may be a power issue. Why don't you try plugging it into a different outlet? So I plugged it into a different outlet, and it seemed to work. Well, that was right before Christmas, and I wasn't really going to record anything. And I didn't email him back because I was like, eh, I don't want to email him back until I actually record something and know that it worked. And so today I sat down because I was going to record these, you know, Geeky Gay. And I started adjusting the volumes and, you know, doing all that. And about 5 to 10 minutes in, I got the same error message and everything froze up again. Ugh. So, and I really want to, I mean, this has the potential to be a perfect mixer for me. I mean, I can record to the SD card, all of those features that it has, I love. But, it's having issues. So I emailed him back. Well, within, I said, you know, I tried the thing. I thought it was going to work, and then it didn't. And he, you know, he was really quick. He responded within like half an hour. He said, totally understandable. So sorry about that. Thank you for testing it. He said, we are putting a new mixer via UPS 2-day air today. You should get it in 2 days, so you should have it before the end of the week. He said, I've included your return labels and all that in the email. Please print those out and send the old one back. So they've been really good, but I mean, it's just been really frustrating that I got a limit, apparently. So when I get this new one, that'll be the real test to see, you know, was it just I got a bad one? You know, I got a dud. And hopefully this new one that I get works. If it doesn't work, then, you know, I don't know, because I'm past, I don't think I can get a full refund on this, because it's been, you know, I bought it in September. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, fingers crossed that it will work. And hopefully I'll be recording my shows on a brand new mixer soon. All right, well, I'm going to end it here. But for more information and past episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me 229-234-7587. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many other LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone, and Happy New Year once again. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.